Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Ah, Ken, with Greg not here, you'd think we could at least switch up the Bruce a little bit.
I mean, well, that's the theme song of the show. That's the
I know, but, you know, can I have
oh,
a little...
Oh, you want a change? You want a dramatic change?
Something.
Whoa.
Maybe we'll have... I mean,
when Greg's not here, Danielle starts to exert the
power.
Oh, yeah.
The control, as Lawrence Guy said 9,000 times.
God, she's
it's
like
the
beaming.
Control.
You haven't seen me unleash the fury of substitute host yet, have you? 8:17 on the Greg Hill Show without Greg Hill on WEEI. Ken, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, between, you know, he was a little late the other day, and now he called in sick today, so I'm just thinking, you know, if this becomes a bit of a trend.
I agree, it's a trend already.
I may need my own open. Greg's absence is what's trending. So you've got me, Danielle, you've got Wiggy here with us, Ken, Curtis, Rich Keefe, I believe, will be joining us in studio in just about 40, 45 minutes or so. You can call in 617-779-7937 or text the text line 37937. We did start the news off with discussion of the appeal for Jahar Zainai of the Boston Marathon bomber. His lawyers were in court yesterday. They're trying to get a new trial for him to get his death penalty conviction overturned and commuted to a life sentence, possibly. We've taken a lot of calls on it, but the phones are still loaded up. So I figure you guys do want to talk about this a little bit more. It seems like everyone has an opinion on the death penalty, on what we should be doing with this guy. A bunch of texters have said, you know, never mind overturning the sentence, just put him in the general population and let them have their way with him. But we're certainly happy to take your calls and discuss.
That would be cruel, though, if we did that.
That would be unnecessarily cruel, Wiggy. God forbid, you know, you kill a few people and no big, you know, maim people, take away people's limbs and livelihoods. But yeah, no, that's cruel.
Right.
So, you know, of course, being here in Boston and the surrounding areas, I think this touches everyone here. And I don't think I think you'd be hard pressed to find a lot of people that either don't know someone that was lost, significantly injured, or affected in any way by this. Let's see here. Rich in West Roxbury. Good morning, Rich.
Hi. So I actually know two people that have met the bomber before. One being a classmate of his in college and said he was a normal guy, and another that took care of him in a hospital and said, you know, there was nothing odd about him. He was just please and thank you and polite person. That's the crazy thing is that this is still a person, and what he did was absolutely terrible, but it's kind of a scary notion to think that, you know, anyone could be radicalized, and that's a huge problem that we kind of have to fix.
So but overall, what would you do, Rich?
I don't know. I mean, that's a massive problem. But between, like, you know, the life sentence or the death penalty, I think from what he did, he deserves the death penalty. And just thinking of the money, too, you guys are like $1.5 million. How many people that could help? I mean, in the world that could probably feed so many starving people or keep him in prison. So that's just where I'm coming from it.
Yeah, Brian from Amherst checking in on the text line says, don't disparage me because I think differently. I'm an American. We have a system which is not perfect. OJ went free. I will still take our system over other countries. If you want the death penalty, you have to deal with the appeals.
Well, that's fine. But, I mean, we all know that he's a person. Who's doubting that he's a person? Obviously, he's a person.
He's not a person.
Mass murdering.
He's not a person. He's not a – there are just some people –
just because you show a shred of human action
That don't mean you're a person. Listen, you know it. We've all grown up with people that they're not human. They're animals. They don't – listen, when you don't care about your own life, you damn sure ain't caring about nobody else's life. You are not he is not a human being. He is an animal. That's what he is. Persons are people that go, you know what? That's wrong. I shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I shouldn't put a, like you said, Curtis, pressure cooker around right. a bunch of innocent people that are just trying to enjoy a marathon.
A day out.
A day out, whatever yeah. it may be. Whether they're, you know, 2-year-old kids or 90-year-old old people. It
doesn't
shouldn't matter. That man is no person.
Amy in Somerset checking in this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? What's up?
Good. So my thought is, if Sarna became radicalized and believed that he was going to be rewarded for his behavior in the afterlife because of what he did here, wouldn't putting him to death reward him as opposed to making him live out his life here on planet Earth because he's looking for that reward in the afterlife?
But he's appealing the death penalty, so he obviously doesn't want that reward.
But do you think that's him, or do you think that's just his attorneys? Do you think he, I mean, do you think he has
yeah,
any say in there? You think
yeah,
so?
Because all he has to do is tell his attorneys, no, I don't want to appeal this.
Right.
I mean, he's,
right.
you know, it's not like, you know, he's still, you know, like he could still say, no, I don't want to appeal this.
And he could have selected a different public defender than the most expensive dream team that he received. You know, I mean, he's asked for and received the best defense possible, and mm-hmm. he's appealing the death penalty. So clearly his actions have shown that he's not looking for that reward or whatever it would be if he was killed.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, I don't remember if it was a caller or a texter, someone had mentioned that Christianity had certainly killed plenty of people, mm-hmm. and Pete in Connecticut has the opposite view. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, guys. My first point, and then I'll get to my second, is that Christianity, if you're a true follower of Christ, you wouldn't kill anyone. So the people who've killed people throughout history were people that were in power and used Christianity as power tool to kill people. But if you're a true believer in Christ, he was the most peaceful man on the earth. He got hung on the cross and forgave people. But let's get back to your point of politicians who are letting people come in unchecked, taking away your guns, taking away some of the police's power. And then they want to defend all these people that are committing crimes, letting people out of prison. What kind of a recipe is this for? Is it not a recipe for disaster? And then the people who called up a little while ago and said he was a nice guy in class, what, did he show a pencil to you for he's a good guy?
Right.
The guy blew up a bunch of kids with a pressure cooker.
Right.
I don't want to hear about he's a good guy because he shared notes with you in your college class.
Sure. And then, you know, you also, Pete, have to look at stuff like that when it comes to you know, antisocial personality disorders and mm-hmm. things like that, because you have people that are narcissists and sociopaths and psychopaths, and they have those personality elements to them where they, you know, especially with like sociopaths, they believe their own story and they act very human. And then like narcissists, that's how they rope you in, is because mm-hmm. they act like a human, endearing person. And you're like, wow, they seem really genuine, when in fact, it's actually the complete opposite. So to humanize him and be like, yeah, he was a nice guy. He said please and thank you. He was very polite. Like, well, that, you know, that
right.
that could be a ruse. You know, yeah, sure. Is he a young kid? Maybe is he a polite kid? Sure. But at the end of the day, management term there, at the end of the day, we'll circle back around, run this up the flagpole. He killed a bunch of people
right.
and ruined a bunch of people's lives. And people will forever deal with the ramifications of what he did just merely by being an innocent bystander on the street, standing on Boylston Street, watching a loved one come down to the finish line at the marathon. The next thing you know, you're missing a leg
right.
and you have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for the rest of your life for prosthetics that have limited use, you know, or,
right.
you can't hear, or you have PTSD. Like, sorry, I don't want to hear how uncomfortable he is in Supermax, because
right.
I don't give an F.
Right.
I don't care.
You know, you see it all the time, right? You have, like everybody, we're all born into a world, and as we grow, we start to develop and we start to learn things. And, you know, we now start to make choices, and some of these choices you start to wonder, and you go, there are people that you look at it and they're, as they grow, they're just evil,
mm-hmm.
right? And they want to do evil things. And you see it with guys like Jeffrey Epstein. You see it, and the face of evil takes on many different looks, right? And
Nick thinks you're the face of evil.
Well, you know, I mean, at sometimes I could be when it comes to listening to on the radio, but I would never do anything to harm Nick.
I'm getting a bunch of texts on this. It says Massachusetts has a mandatory appeal for the death penalty, but in Massachusetts there is no death penalty.
Right,
this is
a federal
case.
Yeah.
So I don't. It may be a mandatory application of it, but I'm not sure.
Right. Rob in the car used to be for the death penalty, but he's not now. Why is that, Rob?
Well, first of all, before I start that, I got to say thank you, Wiggy, for the snowball. That made my lifetime.
You're welcome, Rob. You're welcome.
All right. Hey, I used to be staunch, just like you, for the death penalty, 100% for these kind of crimes and any crazy things like this. But I'm also an anti-abortionist, and I couldn't reconcile the two. You know, I'm against killing children, sure, but I'm for killing criminals. So I changed my mind about 10, 12 or so years ago, and I just wanted to put that out there that I have to be consistent.
How is that? That's not consistent. I mean, a child is not committed a sin. I mean, a person, it's totally different. You're applying the death penalty to someone that's killed other people. If you're, you know, if you want to use that, I don't want to get into the abortion conversation, but I mean, abortion is, you know, there's no, the baby, the uterus, the whatever you're killing is not committed any crimes.
I agree, but and that's even more so that we shouldn't do that. But that, again, that's another subject. But I can say to myself that if you believe in life and protecting life, I can't be 100%. And Wiggy also made a comment that you're either for it or against it. And I guess I'm kind of halfway in the middle, because in my mind, I really believe in the death penalty, but I can't because I'm so anti-abortionist that I can't reconcile it with my own beliefs here.
All right, well, that's fair enough, Rob. Yeah. Thank you for checking in on that. It's 8:27 on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. We have no Greg this morning. He's feeling a little under the weather today, so hopefully he'll take the weekend to rest and not attend any more sporting
perfect
events.
Perfect day to get sick of Friday.
I
nice
mean, banging
weekend.
In on a Friday, yeah, and then we got a short four-day week next week. By the way, just a reminder, we will be live on Thursday at Bach Maserati for our annual Toys for Tots drive to help the Marines. So, of course, if you would like to join us, we'll have plenty of festive things happening there. Again, that'll be at Bach Maserati. We would love if you would bring or many new unwrapped toys, because the Marines have fallen quite short this year between the shortened holiday season and the fact that many of them have been deployed overseas, so they're short on volunteers, and we do need the toys for the kids. Now, moving away from the Tsarnaev appeal for a second, I know that earlier this morning one of the heavy topics of discussion was whether or not Tom Brady will be with us next season, and we do have a Twitter poll up at the Greg Hill Show online to decide whether or not Patriots fans will turn on Bob Kraft if he ever allows Tom Brady to end his career with another team. Curtis, how's that going?
So 2,000 votes or so in, 62% of people responding say that fans will turn on Bob Kraft if Tom Brady finishes his career elsewhere.
Wow, okay. That means they're supporting Wiggy. They think Wiggy is correct.
Well, that's
something
because they when you look at this situation, if you're a fan of a team and you know, when you look at the Patriots, if Tom Brady's still got gas left in the tank and he can help you win another Super Bowl, why would you move on from that? And why would I then, as a fan, want to support a team or ownership that move on from a guy that still had gas left in the tank? If he couldn't play and it was just like, all right, you know, then you'd say, okay, it's time for him to go or retire or figure something else out.
And you love Bob Kraft.
Yes.
The Antonio Brown decision, though, sent Wiggy down an ugly road in regards
Listen,
to his thoughts on Kraft.
I'm a huge Kraft supporter. I've been a supporter. He does a lot of stuff with the Boys and Girls Club. I'm a Boys Club kid. I do a lot of stuff with the Patriots alumni. So, yeah, I'm a huge supporter. And, I love the guy for everything he does. But in this situation here, I think he's wrong. When you're not giving Tom Brady, the guy that can still play, a new contract for, and it's only a 2-3 year deal. It's not like we're saying, hey, sign him for an 8-year deal.
Okay. Well, if you want to check in, 617-779-7937. Rich Keefe will join me, Wiggy, Ken, and Curtis in about a half an hour. We are happy to discuss whatever you like this morning. You can also check in on the sext line, but I don't want to open that up for a possibility. Although it is Friday,
maybe it's Freaky Friday,
get a little frisky. You might want to text in some WPS or some BPS. You know, it comes
enjoy
to the text
your weekend,
line.
Right? It's Freaky Friday. You got the weekend. You want to do a little, you know, a little bit strange for, you know, piece of change. Enjoy it.
Strange for a piece of change. This is the Greg Hill Show.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants Ultimate Surf and Turf Weekend. Today through Sunday at the 9s, try the Ultimate Surf and Turf Wiggy 8-ounce sirloin paired with grilled shrimp and fresh local
little
scallops.
Surf and turf for the preamble.
For the what?
For the, like, what is it, the preamble strike? For the Freaky Friday?
Yes. Yeah, I think you're thinking of preemptive.
Oh, preemptive.
Or the preamble.
Or the preamble. Yeah, one of the two.
I think he was going for preemptive.
Or the
strikes,
uterus.
Murder the uterus.
Murder the uterus.
He's going to murder the uterus this weekend.
I quit.
That is happening. That is happening. Mrs. Wiggins is driving around.
Toledo!
Like Curtis said, we're going to murder the uterus.
Take control back of this. Uh-oh.
Can't believe it took this long.
Let's get back to Brady's future. Now,
okay.
We know he's got a little Hollywood in him, but I guess he's got the pitch man surging in Greg Hill style. He just posted this on Instagram. This is, I think it's an ad for some product, but here's the latest, Brady.
As an athlete, I have two modes, off and on. You got to be able to make the switch like that. And for me, Molecule's been a game changer. Whether you're sleeping on the AirTech topper or the Molecule mattress I use at home, Molecule is engineered to deliver 5 times the airflow of traditional memory foam, regulating your body temperature and allowing
this goes, okay.
I want a Molecule now.
Do you have to do hashtag ad for that?
I'm looking at my phone. You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm like, the FTC
Breaking
is coming after
here.
Tom Brady.
I know.
Hashtag spawn.
Two scandals in 1 week.
Jesus.
And now he's really leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He's out. It's done.
Patriots injury report is flush with players, including Julian Edelman, who didn't join us earlier. Lawrence Guy did. That's up at WEI.com. If you missed that interview, Jason McCourty will join Dalen Keefe today, which is Keefe, Mutt, and Hart. That is a dangerous combo. Dale
yes.
is also out today.
Whoa.
Jeez. Michael Irvin, 11:45, and Michael Lombardi at 4. Losses for both the Celtics and the Bruins last night. Brad Stevens trying to explain what happened in their loss to Philly.
Credit Philly. They had a couple balls that hung on the rim that didn't roll in for us. But I thought that we were trying to do the right things on a lot of those possessions. And then, defensively, we gave up too many layups.
A lot of those to Embiid, 38 points, 13
boards.
How do you
feel about the Celtics? When you think about it, you said, oh, man, they started off good. But now they're just, when you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference,
they beat Milwaukee earlier in the year, and
right.
now they lost to Indiana.
Right, but that
Brogdon.
Was early in the year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think they're in fourth place.
Yeah, for like middle of the pack. I think that's kind of what it is when you look at this Eastern Conference with the Milwaukee, with Giannis and the Bucks. Everybody's just chasing them.
Bruins dropped another one as well, 3-2. They had a 1-1 game into the third. Braden Point, Steven Stamkos score. Fifth straight loss for the Bees. Still have a nice cushion in their division, but it's getting thinner. Bees wrap up the road trip Saturday in Florida. It is the Greg Hill Show on WEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
What would be ideal? Knowing who he is, since he's been in the public consciousness for 20 years and more, he wants to be able to prove something to somebody who thought that he couldn't do something, that he was unable to continue at a level. And that's why I keep coming back to the Miami Dolphins as a possibility. It's got your Michigan man friend,
Stephen Ross in charge. It's got Jerry Schaplinski as quarterbacks coach, and Chad O'Shea as your offensive coordinator, and Brian Flores as the head coach. It's got defensive personnel on the other side. It's certainly got a culture, I think, that's being instilled this year. So there or Los Angeles would be the two prime places. But again, I don't think they're even debating at this juncture where he might land.
She got you jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive.
Could we call the new show Danger Zone?
We could.
Wiggy, Danielle, Ken, and Curtis. This seems a little dangerous. So is the speculation on where Brady's going.
Curtis and dangerous in the same word.
You just heard Tom E. Curran. He was on with Rich Eisen in that cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And speculating about Tom Brady possibly heading to the Miami Dolphins, which is an absolute terrifying thought. You are listening to The Greg Hill Show without Greg Hill. He's out sick today. Missing a Friday on WEEI, a little suspect. But if you would like to chime in on where you think Brady's going to be headed, I know we have absolutely beaten this topic
to death. No, we have not. This is just getting started.
I know it is,
Danielle. This is what Hillman does. He goes, right. Oh, we're going to talk about this again. Mm-hmm. They're forcing me into it. I'm on sports radio.
Curtis didn't print me any ranch dressing stories today.
Right. Yeah, I don't have the low energy here. Nothing about murdering uteruses or uteri. I don't know what the plural is.
Freaking idiot.
Because Greg is afraid of the text line. Greg is afraid of people saying, stop talking about this. Don't talk about Brady leaving.
7-8. Well, I don't know what you people want me to do. 7-8.
What do you
my
mean,
Greg
you
impression.
People?
Ken, the 617 texter says, when are you guys? I don't know what you got. What do you guys want me to talk about? That's my Greg impression. But
what
anyway.
Do you mean, you people?
You mean you people? 617-779-7937 is the number to check in if you would like to weigh in and let us know. Do you agree with Tom E. Curran? Is there a possibility that Tom Brady goes to Miami? You guys,
think
what
about
are your thoughts?
That though. Think about imagine Tom Brady. I mean, first off, imagine him leaving. Right? I still can't
fathom it.
No, I can't. Now think. Okay, if he leaves. He might not just leave, but he might leave to stay in the division to play for the Miami Dolphins. And then we, the Greg Hill Show, we put the poll up where it's, how would you feel about Robert Kraft? I can't remember what Curtis said about it. But
the poll is, will Patriots fans turn on Bob Kraft if he allows Tom Brady to end his career elsewhere?
So now Tom not only leaves, he stays in Miami, and you think people are not going to turn on Kraft because you're now able to see Brady play twice a year?
It's all about how he plays, Wiggy. That's what's going to happen. And you have seen this over and over again where people get livid over player X that is not brought back here. And then by the time we hit training camp and by the time Belichick has put the team together, people move on and support Belichick. Ken mentioned this earlier. Mm-hmm. The fans are already turning on Brady.
Where?
They're already signing with Belichick.
No, where are they turning on Brady?
Are you kidding me?
Where? And what?
Fitzy is the embodiment.
Let's listen.
He's ripping TB12 every week. I mean, geez.
We just talked about the death penalty. Sometimes when Fitzy talks, I want the death penalty. But show me where.
Did he give you that line?
he actually did. He just texted me that.
He just texted and he's mad that you said that. He wants an apology.
Show me where people are turning on Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard
Gillette Stadium halftime last week.
Oh, stop it. They were booing.
The situation.
Yes, they were booing the offense and the weapons they have around Brady. I want to bet you if you polled everybody that booed, they would have said to you,
We're
booing McDaniels and the weapons that are around them. We're booing the offensive line. We're not booing Tom Brady. They are not, because Belichick and Brady are on the same side. They want pieces around Brady. Bill wants pieces around them. That's why he brought in Antonio Brown. That's why he drafted a wide receiver in the first round.
Notice it always comes back to AB with Wiggy.
Of course, that's
always.
Insane.
Every single
but
time.
But Danielle, that's just one of the pieces.
Right.
They went after Adam Humphries. Did they not go after Adam Humphries? They went after him. Jared Cook, Golden Tate, all these names. He wants to put pieces around Brady because he knows he's only got a few years left with him. Let me now put some pieces around him.
But Danielle, the other thing that got Fitzy upset, you remember when he called Giselle a client at TB12?
Yes.
And then he ripped Brady for being weird. Fitzy now I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I think there's an underlying, the one thing that makes some Patriots fans nervous about Brady is just the TB12 thing they don't quite get or embrace.
Yep.
So that will be something that's easily turned on if he leaves. I feel like his belief system, people are going to say he lost it. Brady went wacko.
So, no. do you think that if he leaves or if he retires, do you think that harms the brand by saying that essentially right, because people are saying for years he's been pumping up my technique, my method, and now that whether it's him, age, lack of weapons, whatever you want to call it, if people see Tom Brady on the decline, TB12.
He chose the business. He chose family. He chose Hollywood over staying with the Patriots. He could have stayed here. He didn't want to. That'll be the spin.
I think they're upset that why'd he start this TB12? Why didn't he just wait till he's retired so he wouldn't lose focus on what's important, which is trying to win Super Bowls? I think, you know, that's part of it. But that means you'd have to see him perform, not be performing well. If he goes to Miami, can we all agree that if Tom Brady, and I won't use Antonio Brown, let's just say Player X, and Player X happened to be Odell Beckham Jr. If he had Odell here with Julian Edelman and the rest of the supporting cast, would he not be amongst the top quarterbacks in the NFL statistically?
With this O-line?
I don't think so.
Wait a second. You said he would do it with Antonio Brown. Now he's not able to do it with
we're talking about
with this Patriots offensive line. I mean, he's not going to. He has no time to throw.
I still think he would be able. If he would still be able to have a guy that he doesn't need much time to. The same way we felt with AB. With a player like that, he doesn't need a lot of time. And guess what? You can't blitz him when you have those type of players. A lot of teams are blitzing
him.
Right,
but I think we're getting in the nitty gritty here of this, like, you know, with the supporting cast. I think it was my lead today that the team and the fans, I don't think, realize how close we are to Brady leaving this organization. And does the team know the ramifications locally if Brady leaves? And are the fans ready? Because according to Curran, it will take a radical course change for him to come back here for Brady to leave. There will never be another athlete as accomplished as Brady finishing his career somewhere else.
No.
Ever. I mean, the notion that this is a possibility is insane.
And that's why Kraft cannot, and that's why he cannot allow it to happen, because it's all going to come back to his front door. He will then be criticized for here until the end of time of how did you let, or why would you let Tom Brady go elsewhere when he still had some gas left in the tank.
603 texter says, if Tom Brady leaves New England, wouldn't be surprised if a lot of fans follow him to root for whatever team he joins.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe it.
Do you think it would be a significant number
of
fans?
I will be the biggest Brady fan for the Dolphins, for the Cowboys. I will root for Brady if he signs with the Jets. I don't care. I will root for Brady for the rest of my life.
Because when you look at Brady and you talk about him, right? Not just as what he's been able to accomplish on the field, but think about how we've all talked about he's taken less money. He's been a guy that's about team first and this and that. You know, he's been the class act of what and the embodiment of what it means to be the perfect professional athlete. Mm-hmm. And now if you're letting that guy go elsewhere, I mean, listen, I don't even like the Cowboys, but I'm rocking a TB12 Cowboys jersey.
Okay, well, it is 8:48 on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. Rich Keefe joins us shortly for our final hour on the show. Without Greg this morning, he's out sick. We are at the helm of the ship, at the head of the ship. What's the proper term?
I think the head.
The uterus.
Yeah, I think it's the ship.
We're murdering the uterus of the ship and the bowels.
We're at the head of the ship.
I have to say, for a Patriots Friday without Daddy here, We've remained relatively calm, and I'm a little sad about that.
It's a little creepy to hear you say that.
Well, it's a running joke from the old show.
Oh.
I would never call him Daddy in that sense, because that's just a visual that no one needs.
That's creepy.
But, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play, and they will play Danger Zone coming back from the commercials. But anyway, I'm Danielle. We've got Wiggy, Ken Curtis, Rich Keefe will join us shortly. This is The Greg Hill Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hell is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning, crack of dawning, now I'm yawning, wipe the cold out my eye, see who's this paging me and why. It's my man Pop from the barbershop, told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. Some people want to stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the caper. Remember all your people's from the hill up in Brownsville.
The music selection tends to get a little bit more fun when Greg is out.
Yes.
I don't have to hear.
Do you know who Tom, what the hell was the guy's name?
Petty.
Brady.
Oh,
Petty.
Is it Tom Petty? Petty? There was one Tom.
Tom Petty.
Do you know who Tom Petty is?
Greg killed Tom Petty.
You know? Yeah. You ever heard his music before? I'm like, no, but I know who Biggie is.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Biggie.
And then Greg will tell you that he knows who Biggie is, too. And he was a huge
Rest
Biggie
in paradise,
fan.
Brother.
Oh, but Tupac's still alive.
Yeah, Tupac is alive. I think he's down in Costa Rica.
Oh, come on. You can't say it correctly now. You've set a precedent. I am Danielle. You've got Wiggy, Ken, and Curtis here in the absence of Greg this Patriots Friday on WEEI. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. It's chilly out there. It's kind of partly cloudy, partly sunny. We're going to have some flooding concerns, I think, over the weekend because we're supposed to get a lot of rain. So hopefully you don't float away. We have been debating whether or not Tom Brady's going to take off. And Curtis's lead this morning was that there's been a big shift in commentary, especially with a lot of, you know, people in the media and the sports world that are now finally saying that they think Tom Brady's going to go elsewhere.
It's not only is he leaving, we're finding out which team would be the right fit for him. And you have Tom Curran locally saying the Dolphins, which would be unbelievable. Divisional games, home and home of Belichick versus Brady. I mean, growing up, we had the Tuna Bowl with Parcells versus Belichick. Mm-hmm. I mean, Parcells versus Pete Carroll.
What about the Uterus Bowl?
I mean, the Uterus Bowl would be
That's where BC's playing.
Yeah. It's sponsored by it'd be sponsored by my handling of the English language.
There'll be a lot of people killing uteruses all weekend.
How many times can we sneak that in before we get some kind of FCC violation? My God.
Well, you know.
David in Hingham has some thoughts on Belichick and letting players go. What's up, David? Good morning.
Good morning. I just was thinking that this is not that far-fetched because with the Garoppolo situation and Coach Belichick saying he'd rather let go of a player a year too early than a year too late, I mean, it was obvious that, you know, where the coach was leaning. And then you know, take into the fact that with sitting Malcolm Butler for that Super Bowl, and it may or may not have cost him that victory, I think Brady's just giving Coach Belichick a taste of his own medicine and treating it like a business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, David.
Well, see, the thing you have to look at, right, I'm not putting this on Bill. I'm not putting this on Belichick because Bill.
Brady Sr. is.
I know that. I understand that.
It's everything to do with Belichick.
No,
Wiggy. What are
no,
you talking about?
No, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to whether or not Robert Kraft wants to make the decision to pay Tom Brady, whether it's a two-year deal for $50 million or whatever amount of money that Brady wants for the 2 years. I think that because he is the one who has the final say, and that's Robert Kraft, not Belichick in this situation, because when you think about it,
lose Belichick if he's not able to make this decision. Belichick will say,
do you really believe
yes.
Bill walks away if they give Brady a 2 years, $50 million?
Yes,
you out of your mind.
Where
man.
Do you think Schefter got the no first round, four
no
first
one believes
round picks
General
for Garoppolo?
Zod. No one believes General Zod.
Stepping in and doing that. Kraft is going to align himself with Belichick over Brady in this. Absolutely.
So that's my point. So it's going to be down to whether or not Kraft steps in and goes, all right, Bill, I'm with you on this decision. It's all about Kraft. It's not about Bill. Even if Bill doesn't want Brady here, if Kraft steps in and says he's our quarterback for the next 2 years, guess what? Bill will live with Tom Brady as their quarterback for the next 2 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Rich Keefe to the Jerome Wiggins with Diane show.
Welcome
hello,
in, Rich.
Hello.
Hi.
Very
welcome
nice
in.
To be here. Thanks for having me. Wiggy, Brady's gone.
No, he's not.
Brady's gone.
He's not.
It's just what team is he going to play for? That's the question.
He's not
retiring.
Gone.
He wants to keep playing.
This makes me sick.
It does. It's
this whole conversation is so uncomfortable.
It's going to be outrageous, though. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, because we're going to cover the Patriots like we cover the Patriots. But right. then we're going to cover, all of a sudden, the Dolphins like we cover the Patriots, right? Because we're going to be watching every single Tom Brady snap and yep. seeing what he's doing. It's going to sound like a lot of work. Wiggy's head's going to explode.
You don't think that when Kraft goes to speak and Brady's playing for another team,
yeah.
that the boo birds are going to come out.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't say they wouldn't boo him. No, I'm just saying he's going to play for another team.
Okay, but you feel like...
Because now, don't you think it's almost to the point where if Kraft does say, what if he has the exact same offer from two different teams? 2 years, $50 million, one from here, one from somewhere else. Wouldn't he almost consider the somewhere else at this point?
Absolutely.
Yes. If the money's the exact same, the Patriots might have to top that. Forget hometown. All he's done is taking hometown discounts. So now it's going to have to
be... So 2 years, $50 million from Miami, 2 years, $50 million from New England. You think...
Yeah, Miami Beach. Welcome to Miami.
No.
Yep.
No. Plus Gronk, plus AB.
No. Oh, no. The whole crew's going to be there.
Everybody's going to be down
the
there.
The whole crew's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
There's Gronk Beach?
There's no way. Then I think that's when Kraft goes, all right, we'll give you two years, $60 million. I'm not letting you walk away because I
the
know...
The Dolphins would give him like $100 million
just
to get him.
He's got to know, Kraft got to know that if I let you walk away... It's going to be an ish show at my door.
It is.
Everything. Oh, it is. That's what it's. And that's why there's no way I don't think Kraft will allow that.
Well, don't you think they talked about that in March, Wiggy? Don't you think Kraft, they had to have a conversation. If we can't franchise him, the possibility is we're going to lose him. So what was Kraft thinking then?
I don't know what they were thinking then. And I said it was a bad move on their part. What was being talked about? We know we want Brady wanted years, so could they not come to some type of agreement on years? What were those years? How much was that money? And I think ultimately what ends up happening is Kraft goes up. Well, as long as, you know, I kind of missed the boat on that one, and I've heard a ton of chirping, and now he potentially could walk away. I'm not going to deal with this no more.
Bill's going to give him 2-3 years?
I think 2 years, $50
million. Oh, but he wouldn't do it. You know, that's the thing, is he wouldn't do it for age 42, 43.
He made a
now
mistake.
All of a sudden, 43, 44,
now
he's
it's
like, yes.
Realistic.
Yeah,
yes.
There is no shot that that happens. No.
Bill's not having it.
It's not about Bill. Stop saying, this goes
Tom
higher
Brady
than
Sr.
Bill.
Tom Brady Sr. said it was about Bill, yeah, or he said it was about Bill Belichick. Yep.
He did, but it goes higher than Bill. It's about Kraft. Kraft has the final. You can't tell me it's about Bill Belichick, right? And then 3 years ago, say that it ain't about Bill Belichick because Belichick wanted to keep Garoppolo and Kraft stepped in on it. You can't have both.
Yeah, but that might have been a little bit easier to sell to him, too, because Brady was still playing at such a high level, and you were able to go to the Super Bowl. He was the MVP. I mean, that's a little bit easier. Even though he might have been thinking long-term, Brady was still, you know, there was a little bit of a future there. Not a 10-year window, but there was a 3 or 4-year window.
But we've also
now
heard,
there isn't.
We've also heard Robert Kraft say, and we've heard him say before, that Brady is going to retire a Patriot.
What, one of those one-day deals?
No.
We're going to bring him back.
He's coming back.
We've heard him say that. So
They're praying that he retires because then Bill gets another quarterback and Robert Kraft never has to see him play somewhere else. They are praying.
But we are.
Please, God.
But there's a sound of it there.
But we already know from doing NFL Sunday and our boy Scoops Foyer.
Scoops Foyer every week has something. You're going to want to tune in this Sunday.
There's 0% chance that Tom Brady retires.
Dunsky. And I agree with him. Listen, that was a hockey one. I agree. I don't think
Dunsky.
He's retiring.
No,
so
he's
retiring. I think he's played somewhere else.
No, he's not playing somewhere.
31 other teams out there want him.
Kraft will ultimately cave and go, And for me to be viewed as around here in New England, and to me to be to be put on that pedestal and them make trophies, statues, and put statues in front of stadiums for me, I have to keep Brady.
Wait, because a minute. They're making trophies of you?
No, statues are Kraft. If they want, if he wants that statue.
He wants a statue?
The giant statue in front of Gillette long after, you know, he's gone.
Okay.
And his name to be the greatest owner and made all the right decisions. If he wants that and he don't want, you know, toilet paper and feces thrown at that thing.
Why you got to go there?
Then he will not let Brady get away.
Couldn't have just left it at toilet paper.
No, he had to add it.
Well,
had to add that part.
Because toilet paper you could just take down.
So do you... Well,
thanks.
Yeah. So, hey, no harm, no foul.
Thanks,
so.
Thanks for the clarification.
Oh,
yeah.
No harm, no foul. Just go, yeah. Hey, go up there and grab that
pressure
toilet.
Washer.
You know, when it's like, you know, the guys in jail, they start throwing the feces on the walls. It's always like, there's always that guy like.
It was a soft dump.
I'm not cleaning that. You clean that. Toilet paper, you know, anybody can go get it.
So that was actually always my thought. Like, if God forbid I ever got wrongly accused of something and went to prison, I would just turn myself into the crazy guy so they wouldn't mess with me. And I would do that stuff.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
I had, like, that thought, like, in high school. Because, like, in middle school, they did, like, the scared straight thing where they took a whole bunch of us from eighth grade and they showed us to prison. And you're like, holy crap. And I'm like, I wouldn't survive a day. I'm like, unless.
Drop a deuce. That's what they need.
Unless I went, like, just finger painting with it on the walls.
And then you're like, you know what? Don't mess with that guy. That guy's got his own.
That's called the Cooner move.
Yeah.
He's got his own issues going
on. Yeah, he's writing his name on the wall in, just, in duty.
Oh, you just do that, and, you know, nobody's going to bother you.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
It's actually, he actually did the artist rendering of the banana and the duct tape, but it's just all done in a different format.
They're like, yeah, I don't want to go, but toilet paper, you throw toilet, anybody go clean that off.
But I think your best case for Belichick signing Brady to a long-term deal would be because they don't have Garoppolo anymore. Right,
that's
or a Garoppolo. I mean, that's Stidham. I mean, whatever you think.
Well, they
can
still go out and get Jameis Winston. That's going to be a quarterback.
They need to make a push for Tannehill. That's what they need
to do. Belichick thinks Burt Jones is the best quarterback of all time. He's weird with quarterbacks.
That's true.
He'll think he Foles or anybody else is fine. He's going to go after some journeyman that he can create in his image.
I mean, you think about the guys that they have used. You know, Matt Castle was a special teamer, a seventh round pick. Brady was a sixth round pick. You know, Brissett was, what, third? Garoppolo's the highest guy they ever had.
How do you think Belichick would rate his non-Super Bowl seasons? In my opinion, he would put the 11-5 with Castle ahead of 18-1 in terms of coaching years and what he's proud of.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you lose Brady and you're able to go 11-5.
Right.
That's the perfect season because you can argue both sides of it. It's
exactly,
the absolute
either
best.
Way.
Man, it was the playoff. They went 11-5. It was the playoff.
They did. You took a team that went 18-0.
I know. See, Wiggy's of that camp. But then I'll go, well, they went 10-6 and 0-9.
During the regular season, you went 16-0, and then that same team the following year then went 11-5.
So that would be your pro. That'd be pro Brady angle.
Yes.
The pro Belichick angle is 11 wins with this scrub.
11
the tight end in college.
Yeah.
Well, I'd put Burt Jones up there.
It's got to be on the list.
But it's not about Bill. We need to stop that. It's not about Bill. It's about Kraft. And when you're talking about Brady, the Brady decision is going
to
be.
But who do you want? And maybe you're, again, maybe the wrong guy to ask. But who would you want as a Patriot fan to pick the next quarterback of the team? Kraft or Belichick?
Of course I'd want Belichick.
Okay.
But I'm talking about the.
And what if he feels like now's the time for the next quarterback?
I'm talking the bridge years until we get that next guy. Has to be with Brady. I don't want the.
What about Bridgewater?
No.
You don't like him?
I don't want Bridgewater, Jameis Winston. I don't want Andy Dalton. I don't want none of
those.
Red
Rifle? We're going to get a good look at him on Sunday.
Because you went from a team that is now 10-3, and those guys at the helm next year, a year from now, we'll be talking about a team that is, you know, 6-7.
I don't know about that.
Or maybe 7-6.
Winning record, though. Give me a winning record.
All right.
That was a quick flip.
Yeah.
Swing game.
Jeff in Nashua thinks that if Tom Brady goes to Miami, he'll have better weapons. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good morning. He's got a Devontae Parker is a better receiver than Brady's had in the last 2 years besides Antonio Brown for one game. He's better than Brandon Cooks, and, you know, you can go all the way back. But and also to mention, they have about a million draft picks in the next couple of years.
Well, Jeff, and they got all kinds of cap space, too. So they could bring in Emmanuel Sanders. They could bring in A.J. Green. They could bring in all those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can even get – they can have two wide receivers, and they can go get a running back. They can shore up that offensive line.
Yeah, they'll need to do that.
You know, so – it makes sense. And, you know, I still think the most likely scenario is he, you know, Kraft opens up the pocketbook and he stays here. But if he didn't, then Miami makes a ton of sense. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Jeff.
Miami's my pick. I've come around on it.
Miami,
I like the Tennessee one earlier in the year, but Miami, I think Miami.
Miami makes good sense in the fact that he's familiar with the guys that are down there, right? He knows them. He knows
right. Flores, Chattoshay.
He knows those guys, so they can come right in. The playbook's the same for him. And then when you talk about, not only do they have the money, but they're going to have the draft capital to potentially trade for an OBJ. You want a guy like that bad? All right, we'll make a run on
it. And if you want to stick it to the Patriots, wouldn't you go to a team that plays them twice a year?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year. On the podium when he's getting the trophy, he's going to say, I'm playing here next year.
I'm not going anywhere.
And not only if I'm the owner down there, I think his name is Ross,
Steven,
right?
Steven Ross.
Not only would I go
Did Mark Antony have a slice of that at one point? Remember? Remember J-Lo and Mark Antony? They were like down there doing
maybe a small piece.
They had something with that.
Smith, there was a whole bunch of things going on
there. They were all over that.
But what I would do is not only would I go get you OBJ, but also I'm going to bring you AB.
That's right.
You're going to have those two guys.
Yeah.
Well, AB will go anywhere he goes. That doesn't matter.
He would.
Well, and why not? He lives in Miami.
It makes too much sense.
He's home. We don't get now. We don't get.
That's awful.
Now we don't
it's
get.
It's really going to be terrible.
Crazy and nuclear.
Can you see Brady playing with the stupid dolphin on the helmet thing? Like that is just
no.
That's not be in a hard hot weather either. I can't see it.
He is bad in that stadium.
He is
right.
Terrible.
This is another perk. He doesn't have to play the Dolphins. He's on the Dolphins.
That's true. Good point. That's actually a really good.
Or is
point
it just
Curtis.
The stadium? I mean, it might just be a. Could be just might the be the heat. I don't think he likes the heat.
Then maybe Beflow might not want him down there.
That's true.
You know, he's not going to play good here.
He might just keep Rosen.
Yeah, keep Rosen. Well, no, you know what? Fitzpatrick will be he'll be the Patriots quarterback next year.
Yeah,
we can choose from. Hey, they'll take your pick. You want Rosen? You want Fitzpatrick?
I don't want those. I don't want those guys.
Where will Tom Brady go? Will he stay? Will he go? We'll keep crying about it. Coming up next on the Greg Hill Show without Greg Hill on WEEI.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.